What's going to happen to the Eras Tour?
Is Tortured Poets going to make the set list? And if so, what is she going to cut? Welcome back to the Hits Different podcast. I'm Molly, that's Ryan, and we are so excited for the Eras Tour to start back up. I cannot wait to see if Taylor makes any changes, especially because she posted a YouTube short that seems to hint at a lot of changes that could happen. And when she posted this, you and I freaked out.
Yeah, the deep dive was pretty immediate between us and all the other people who watched it of trying to be like, are these new dances, new moves? And even you who's watched it 1,000 times had no idea. So if that says anything, I was like, I have no shot.
Is her strut down the runway from something we've seen before? Or is that a new strut? It's so hard to tell.
Before we get into all the potential Easter eggs, though, with the short, we want to hear from you guys about which songs you would potentially cut from the Eras Tour and which ones you would add from TTPD. Very important questions.
Questions that we cannot wait to have answered when Taylor resumes the Eras Tour on May 9th in Paris. We will be recapping all of the Eras Tour shows, so make sure to hit the subscribe button and stay tuned for all the content we're going to have coming up. But today, we get to clown. That's our favorite thing to do. So, like we were saying, Taylor posted a YouTube short, and it had a lot of rehearsal footage in it that seemed to hint at some new things that might be coming. She had a white microphone. That one just alone is hilarious because she posted a video with all of her microphones like back when the Eras Tour started, and there was always a white one in it.
I was just gonna say, I was like, did you see that? I forgot who posted that, but people be tracing the evidence real far back, because I never would have known or remembered that. But I mean, that's wild.
Right? How long has she been practicing this potential set list change?
Because she's a mastermind, it's like, it makes so much sense that she has a second leg of the tour. And there was the gap that was the release of TTPD. So like, you know, she knew, I mean, she did know forever ago. And she's like, I'm gonna do the first one. Then when TTPD comes out, we're gonna have a break and we're rolling out the new show, man. She is coming back to the U.S., added more dates because she said she was done with it. And it's like, well, let me give the U.S. peeps like a little taste of TTPD if they, you know, have an opportunity.
She really is such a mastermind. And she knew that when she posted this short, that it would send the Swifties off the ledge. Okay. So we already said the white microphone. People think that there's a TTPD logo behind her in one of
there
the
is.
Shots.
There's no thoughts. I didn't notice it though, and I'm embarrassed. I didn't notice much at all. I got too distracted by looking at the choreo as if I would even have known. It's giving TTPD. Plus, when else is she standing in front of anything like that?
Right. The only other thing I could think of is an anti-hero when she goes over to like the very edge of the stage and like leans on it and waves. But I'm like, why would she have that as a prop like to practice
nope.
with? Doesn't make
any sense.
I think
that is the Easter egg.
But then also the dancers have like hats and canes in the background of one of the shots, and they're like lined up in a way that I don't remember seeing.
The one where she's walking and they're coming behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Good observation.
I can't take credit. Other people pointed this out immediately. I mean, before we started recording this, I watched the short back like 6 times in a row, just like trying to see what else I could find. But I think those are the top things. It's the microphone, the logo, and the dancers like with new props.
The one other thing that I noticed, or others, was she had a white guitar, which we haven't seen on the tour. And the last time that she did use that guitar was when she performed at the 1975 show playing Antihero last year, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was before the Eras Tour started. And her bass player, Amos, he posted to Instagram that he is bringing a white bass guitar to Paris. His travels have started.
Nothing is more TTPD coded than white. I mean, as we know, Taylor's so color coded with all of her eras. So it's like the blue of the 1989 re-release announcement. It's like, this isn't like a coincidence. Like if you're seeing a lot of the same color of an era, it's not your imagination.
The YouTube short pretty much just confirmed, like, we were going to clown anyway. Like, oh, is she going to add Tortured Poets to the set list? And because she gave us the short, it's like, okay, it's happening. So we have to get ready. What songs do you think she's going to cut from the Eras Tour set list to make room for the Tortured Poets songs.
It's really cute to think that there was a time when I at least was like, oh, she'll just fit them in like all the surprise songs or something. Or like,
that's
you
what
know,
I thought.
And it's
yeah.
like, come on, it's Taylor we're talking about. That's just silly. Which songs would I cut? I mean, I'm sure you can guess the first one, like right out the gate.
Well,
I know you know
I'm guessing
is.
You would cut The Archer.
Yes.
Yeah, I would cut Lover.
We had talked about this before the pod, and I don't know where this hate for Lover came from, man.
It's but... not hate. It's just, listen, we don't have time to get into the whole Lover of it all, but like the album as a whole, the songs that she picked for the Eras Tour are not my favorite songs off of Lover outside of Cruel Summer. So
Fair enough.
Yeah.
The Archer, gotta go. Surprisingly, like next I would say Tis the Damn Season, even though I love that song so much. But I mean, clearly she feels like 50-50 about it too, because she subbed it out for when she played with Haim. And then I would venture into Red, but it was tricky because I kept running into, it's like there was a side of me of like what I want. And then there's a side of, well, that would change like the whole show, which I know is the point maybe. But I was like, okay, get rid of 22, but you can't because of 22 hat.
I know. I and have the then, same opinion. I'm like, I don't need to hear 22.
No.
But the hat moment, it's going to stay.
So then
because
it's like,
of the hat.
All right, if it's going to be between We're Never Getting Back Together and I Knew You Were Trouble, I was conflicted because they're both so nostalgic and we still want that. But I would say one of them. And then I would head on down to Midnights because... it just makes sense, kind of. I don't know. No, it doesn't, because Midnight's is new and this is the first time she's ever performing it or has performed it. So she probably will cut more nostalgia. But in my personal opinion, I was like, all right, well, Midnight's has a lot of songs. So I personally, well,
prepared
I was like,
to have
don't,
my feelings hurt.
Don't say it. Okay, well, I'll throw you off first and say
I
the first
know.
Song. Well, you don't know the first. I'm going to throw you off. I'm going to say it in reverse. The first song, Mastermind.
Yeah, I knew you would cut that.
You did?
Yeah.
Well,
no appreciation. It's fine.
Listen,
it's
it ain't
fine.
About that, okay? We got to make cuts. That's what this is about. There's new music to be absorbed, all right? Unless she just like goes wild and just does like a 4-hour show or 3.5 hours, but I doubt it. I would get rid of Mastermind, and then you know what I'm going to say for the other one?
Yeah, Midnight Rain.
It was between that and Bejeweled. Honestly, I would get rid of Bejeweled before Midnight Rain. But you can't get rid of it because it's so Midnight's.
Yeah, it's a fan favorite.
It is.
Okay, Midnight Rain is so short and she has an outfit change in that song. So I just don't think that she's going to cut it. I know that other people don't love that song as much as I do, but I am obsessed with it. I mean, she doesn't even perform the full song.
True.
Protect Midnight Rain. Please.
True, it's not long enough. I mean, who's to say she's definitely not going to perform, I don't think, if she adds TTPD songs, them and their full, because we don't have time for that, you know?
And Tis the Damn Season also is like an abridged version. It's not the full song. The songs that Taylor cut from the movie originally for Time were The Archer, like we already said, Tis the Damn Season, but she never recorded Tis the Damn Season when she was recording for the movie because they sang No Body, No Crime then. So I don't really know what will happen with that one. She cut Long Live from the movie.
I always forget that.
Yeah. And people were pretty upset. People were upset that they didn't get
it.
Yeah. People were upset that they didn't get it in person. Like if you went earlier in the tour and then when it wasn't in the movie, they were like, what? I don't even get it in the movie. But this is where I think Paramore might come in because Castle's Crumbling is on Speak Now. And so is she going to cut Enchanted or Long Live to perform Castle's Crumbling?
Justice for Speak Now, man. That's all I know. Poor Speak Now, start like you said, it started out with just Enchanted and then got Long Live. Long Live's, I don't know, it feels long, but I guess it's probably like 5 minutes or so.
It is a long song, though. Enchanted and Long Live are both really long songs,
yeah,
like comparatively. And I really don't know what she's going to do because before we ever knew about Tortured Poets, when Paramore was announced as the opener, I was like, oh, for sure, we're getting Castles Crumbling every night that they're on the tour, just like she did with Phoebe, bringing her out for Nothing New and with Haim for No Body, No Crime. That holds adds a whole other wrench into this. At the very least, it's going to be done as a surprise song, but it feels like it'll get more than that. And then she also cut Cardigan and Wildest Dreams from the movie. If we're going by like what's been cut before, it's those songs.
Right. So she already feels it some type of way.
Yeah. My honorable mention to get cut, The Last Great American Dynasty. I don't need
dude,
it.
Oh, dude, good call. Yes.
I don't need
same,
it.
Same, same.
If August, Illicit Affairs, and My Tears Ricochet get messed with, that's like my holy trinity, and I will cry. But Last Great American Dynasty, and people are not going to agree with me, it's fine. I could go without Betty, too. I would take Cardigan over Betty.
All right, relax.
I would take Cardigan over Betty.
Yeah, the last thing I'll say is just like how you don't want her to come for My Tears Ricochet and those other songs. I also, when looking through the set list, was like, all right, don't come for any of the rep songs. Maybe I can pull from 1989, get rid of Shake It Off. And then I was like, it kind of ruins the whole piece. But I'm obviously biased, you know, we all have our biases. So I'm sure a lot of people are like would come for Folklore and Evermore maybe. And it's like,
oh yeah,
you know,
I saw people like, oh, cut Marjorie. I'm like, no, you can't. So
same thing. I would say that as well. But then I'm like, you can't because it's a moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the lights and it's her grandma's song. And it's like, yeah. I, for once, put my opinion second and was like, as much as I would be okay with it, it does, you know, contaminate the piece or, you know, ruins it a little bit.
Okay. I just have to put it out there too that in the Champagne Problem speech, Taylor has been saying, oh, what are you going to do? You've released 5 albums. And we didn't catch that she had only released 4. She's been saying 5 all along. And guess what else she's been saying all along? Oh, are you just going to do a 3.5-hour show? And guess how long the Eras Tour actually is? It's like 3 hours and 15 minutes. So maybe we're all just wrong. And she's been telling us all along, I'm actually just going to extend it.
Wait, so it's like what I said earlier where I was like, oh, she could just make it longer. Yeah, well then there you go. I mean, not to just squash the whole point of all of this, but I mean, that is a possibility. That is a clown idea.
I'm gonna clown for it. Let's not cut anything, let's just add. But Taylor starts with 4 shows in a row, so if she does that, like, her fitness,
what's 15 more minutes, you know,
her practice and her regimen, her voice, it's insane. Most people would probably come back with like 2 shows and then take a day or maybe 2, and then 2 more shows. Nope, 4 shows straight in a row.
As we know, no one does it like Taylor. So no one would do half of the stuff she's done on this tour.
No.
And it's like, you think about, oh, TTPD, she could pick chiller songs if she's going to perform them. Just like, be chill, you know, take a breath. But A, she's not going to do that. B, leading into what songs we think will make the cut, if they were added, they're going to be bangers and she's going to be moving around. And if the short was any inkling into potentially what she's going to be doing, she ain't sitting down.
Tortured Poets has such different vibes throughout it, even just the first half to the anthology. It's really hard to think about what she might pick because there are 31 options. But I think for me, like right off the bat, the number one song that I'm like, this has to be played is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
That surprises me that that's your first pick out the gate. I mean, I do not disagree. Obviously.
It's just one of those songs that if you think about it live as a stadium version, it's kind of like Don't Blame Me or something like that. Or even like Bad Blood, where it's just like, you know, the live version of this. Ooh, or like Willow with like live drums and stuff like that. It just changes the whole song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, remember when I said that when I first heard the high notes, I was like, this is like the best, richest high note we've gotten since like Don't Blame Me. And I feel like as someone who still feels robbed that we didn't get, did something bad, someone out there someday will get it when she announces rep, but we won't talk about that. But because I feel deprived, because that would have been such a spectacle, it's like, you know what? This is a good second option, if not maybe better, because hot damn, this song is just, every time I hear it, I'm still just blown away. I'm like,
yeah,
just keeps going. And whew.
Even if we only get the bridge, fine by me. Just like how she does for Illicit Affairs, just sneaks in the bridge. I'm like, I just need the bridge.
I would also say, I mean, I have a bunch. No, I only have 5. Well, if I'm trying to not be selfish, you know, I mean, I have more than 5. Okay. But Daddy, I Love Him. Which is interesting. It's like, how do you, like when she starts the chorus, because every time when I hear it in my head, I'm running through a field, like how she's teeing it up. So I'm like, how does one perform that without running? You can't just stand there and be like, running with my dress unbuttoned. And you're like, no, you need to be like, running around.
She could do like the August thing where she's like, just kind of twirling. Did you like my interpretation?
Yeah, I was thinking about August where you said, yeah, she has to have a dress and it has to be unbuttoned. We're literal here, you know?
I also just need her to like look us dead in the eye, us meaning all the Switchies attending, and say, I'm having his baby. No, I'm not. But you should see your band. I'll just be like,
dude, when I've been listening to in the car, I, you know, this would be less weird if I was like recording, but there's no one next to me and it's like, I'll be like, I'm having his baby. No, I'm not. Or like, I don't know, I'm looking at no one. There's no one there, but I'm like doing something with my face.
I like sing it to the dogs, like sing it to like whoever, like,
or like I'll do like a little wink. There's no one there. I'm like,
especially the very last one towards the end. No, I'm not. Oh, but yeah, you. Yeah. Should see your faces. I know. Like, it's so good.
Then I also think about her performing it live. I'm like, I just want to see how she's gonna do that, because she'd probably have so much fun with it and be like, definitely a tongue moment. I cannot do it as cute as her. No, not from a choreography standpoint. I'm like, what is that even gonna be like if she does that? It's gonna be great.
That just reminded me that if she cut Midnight Rain, we wouldn't get the "and he never thinks of me except when I'm on TV." That's where we started to get all the twos. It was like,
oh my God, you're right.
Yeah. So what's your next song?
My next song. And also, these are not in order, obviously. Yeah, because, yeah, yeah. You know, I can do it with a broken heart.
Yeah.
Easy, obvious. We saw the lyric video. You got to do it in real life. It feels like such a full circle moment.
Mm-hmm.
You made a song about this tour. Now you're back on this tour doing the song. And it would just be so fun. I am sure she would have so much fun just running around and not being sad.
Right.
And not being that person anymore.
Oh
and
my
being,
gosh.
You know?
Yeah, I don't have a better word than full circle moment. Like you said, it would be so perfect.
Healing.
So perfect. Yeah. The other thing that I keep thinking about is like, that's probably the top song or top two or three song of the album overall. Like it's charting the best. It could end up being a single. Fortnite is obviously the lead single. But do you think that'll make the set list?
No, because without Post, it's like, I don't know. It just doesn't hit the same.
But they
same,
could run the
know?
Track of Post.
Yeah, I hate it when they do that. And like, Taylor doesn't do that. Like,
she doesn't usually, no. Like when she performed like Endgame on the Rep Tour, like she didn't have the vocals like Ed Sheeran or whatever in the background. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like she can do it without them, but it's way too cheap. So it's like, if you're not going to have Post, not that he even makes a song, it's just, I don't know. It's like, it feels like a song that it's Post or nothing.
It'd be really weird for her to not perform like the lead single from the album though.
True.
I just don't know if the vibe is like a stadium vibe, but you know, I wouldn't have thought that a lot of songs on Folklore Evermore were stadium vibes, and she figures it out.
Maybe that's the one where she would just do a little blip, you know, like just a little, like maybe like starting the set with just a little like,
I was supposed to be sent away.
Oh, if she did like how she starts the whole like tour or whatever. It's like Miss Americana, and it's like just a little bit, and we're going this way now to a different song. And it's also funny because I realize all the songs I chose are like upbeat, and I feel like, is she gonna save the sadder second half anthology for the secret songs? Is she gonna just throw one
probably
in there?
Probably.
They're too dark.
A lot of the anthology songs were written on piano, so it would work really well.
She was playing a piano in the video, but you said it was a Champagne Problems one.
It looked like it. Yeah, it had like moss on it.
She only has the two pianos. She's not going to use the secret song one. And like we saw the Champagne Problem one. So maybe she's using it for other stuff. She's not going to use the same piano. Who am I kidding? She's going to have a whole new piano. She's not going to reuse something from a different era. Who are we?
She's like, oh, I have a multi-billion-dollar budget, but I'm gonna reuse this piano.
Yeah, I wanted to do this just to trip you guys up, but I'm actually playing a TTPD song on this. Gotcha. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? She's probably not gonna play anything slow because they're too heartbreaking. And like, I know we both would love to hear The Black Dog.
I know, but it's not gonna make it.
It's not.
Some lucky people are gonna get that as their surprise song, and I'll watch it on a grainy live stream, and I'll be so happy for those people.
You're right. She's totally going to milk all the slow, gut-wrenching songs on that piano during those secret sessions.
If The Black Dog made the set list, that'd be life-changing.
I mean, I could see it if it was an Illicit Affairs vibe where she just ramped it. I mean, it's already pretty ramped, but really just, I could see that.
And like the stadium lights are flashing, like screaming.
I could see that.
And then Jack's just in the background somewhere like,
Dude, the drums that she uses on this album, like the Who's Afraid of Little Me, little dun, 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 at the end. Oh my God.
The drummer is going to be having the time of his life.
Selfishly, I would love Florida to be on, but I know she's not. Yeah. Florida is going to get that. Damn you, Florida. One of the Florida shows, and it's going to be freaking epic. And then the last song I would pick is My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. But now, I don't know. Mm. I said that before, but now also like Guilty as Sin, Fresh Out the Slammer, like all contenders. I think Guilty as Sin, maybe out of those three.
Guilty as Sin is such a vibe. Okay, you didn't put Down Bad?
Oh, you're right. I forgot to say that. I did put it down. Okay, I did put down Bad. You're right. Yeah. I forgot. Nope. Yep.
So Down Bad, again, I have trouble kind of seeing it as a stadium song, but other than I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, it's the top song off the album, like fan-wise.
But she wouldn't have known that when she was preparing for the...
That's true. But she should have known.
She cray, but she ain't that cray. Like, okay, guys, we're going to do choreo for maybe one of these three songs.
Yeah.
Maybe she, I mean, I honestly, maybe.
I feel like Down Bad's going to end up being like the getaway car or the Cruel Summer, where it's like, it ends up being the fan favorite, but it doesn't necessarily get the love it deserves. Now, Cruel Summer has obviously had its resurgence, but like at the time, it took 4 years for us to get the proper treatment. And then Getaway Car didn't make the freaking Eras Tour set list.
Justice for Getaway Car.
Yeah.
I love how the top five songs down Spotify, I love how somehow the fans have kept Cruel Summer in there. It makes me so happy. It's like, boop, four TTBD songs, but don't worry, Cruel Summer, you live here forever. Yeah, you're here.
Like, we can't let go of Cruel Summer.
I'm like, who's listening to Cruel Summer right now? How do you even keep that in the second position? I don't even know.
The biggest Cruel Summer stan. I have not listened to it since Torture Poets came
Neither
out.
Have I. Yeah. I haven't listened to any of her other stuff. So no. I don't know how the heck. I just feel like there's like a secret society of Swifties out there whose only job is to do these kind of things.
They're just like running it on a playlist. Yeah.
We want to keep Cruel Summer. So, okay, on it.
So I guess the biggest question that we have left is, where does Tortured Poets fit into the show?
I think TTPD would fit well in the show if it was added right after 1989, because that's when the Lover House burns down. And it just feels so like symbolic, like goodbye old everything, hello new. And also how wild of a combo to have that and then the surprise songs, you know. You're just like, buckle up, the next like 15, 20, 30 minutes or whatever, or however long it is, are going to be amazing. Obviously, some could just easily say like, oh, at the end, but it's like, no, no way. Especially.
See, that's what I think. I think it's going to go at the end.
No.
Yeah.
No, because you have to end on Karma. It's such an epic ending, you know? You can't cut the Chiefs and then the whole thing. And then I'm not saying
she's going to cut Karma. That's not what I said.
No, I know, but it's just a good ending. And it's like, that would be fun.
It is a great ending.
The first time around, that would be fun because the shock value would be stupid. It'd be insane.
Right. Like, but oh, everyone thinks the show's ending and then.
Right. But that only happens one time and then we all know. So it's like, you can't do it just for that.
Okay. Here's my theory, though. Bad Blood into surprise songs is insane. That's when the Lover House burns down. It's during Bad Blood. She like lights the match. Okay. And in Midnights, Dear Reader, she says, burn all the files, desert all your past lives. So like, she's burning down the house and then she does the surprise songs and then she does the dive into the water. And now she comes back out with Midnights and she's moved past all of that. Okay, like Midnights was actually the after the house burns down, because the Midnights vinyl, the cover of, or not just the vinyl, the cover of the album, she's lighting a lighter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in Karma, behind her on stage, there's a door on the screen. There's a door. And everyone has started to connect these dots that maybe that door was like the short she posted, like, we're leaving the Midnights room, we're going into Tortured Poets. So was the door an Easter egg for like, this is not where it's going to end. We're going to like go through the door and into Tortured Poets after Karma. And I know that Karma is an amazing like finale song, but I Raise You, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Damn it. I was like literally just sitting here and I'm like, yeah, thinking about her ending songs like Karma and then This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things and whatever from past tour. And then I didn't even think about that.
She leaves the stage with Try and Come For My Job.
Dang it.
Thank you for coming to the Eras Tour. Right.
You're so right. You're so right. Damn it. She's about to 1989 re-release these mofos. You're going to make it the whole show and you're going to be like, wow, she's not doing it. But maybe, maybe not. And then, ka-cha! So then do we cut the fireworks and save them for, yeah,
maybe, obviously. Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be weird. That'd be like so trolling. You're like, good night. Oh, just kidding.
I would love that though, honestly. If she did that, it'd be so funny.
I know. Maybe just the first night, that's what I would do. I'd be like, just for the first night only, we're gonna do full send normal thing, and then just
actually the door is opening.
She
now
takes her jacket off or whatever, the big puffy thing, and she's like, give me my whatever, you know, whatever the next.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's going to have an outfit change. We're going to get, assuming that any of this actually happens and she adds Torture Poets to the set list, we're going to get new costumes too.
Dude, I know. I was thinking about that. But that's a weird transition because all of her transitions make sense in terms of like what's the easiest. So she's been, you know, mm-hmm. she wears the dresses and stuff. Well, I guess it could be that. She wears a lot of them over the sequins. So she would just like put it on over.
Well, by the time that we're at Karma, she's just in a bodysuit.
So she would just put a dress like over it. Maybe, like how she's done like in the surprise songs.
Totally.
And then whatever. So it'd probably just be like a fun flowy dress. Very like maybe August. Yeah.
Or she'll do a full costume change. You'll think the show's over, but she's really just changing costumes.
Yo. And she Taylor runs gonna encore out. Us? Well, I wasn't convinced before, but now I am because I didn't even think about that. Was that your idea or did you see that somewhere else?
I saw the door thing somewhere else. That was not my original thought. But just thinking about the I Can Do It With a Broken Heart being the ending, that was my own original thought that I'm sure has also been 1,000 other people's original thoughts. So,
except for me.
I thought about it and I could not wait to tell you. I was like,
Occam's razor, man. The simplest explanation is often the right one.
Yeah. Well, what did the twos mean? Double album.
Oh. Ah. Well, of course it does. Why did we think it meant 1,000 other things? It's like, guys, I was just like, two. Yeah, two.
Two.
That's it. Yeah, I guess I'm serious. Anyway, that was a lot to process. And Taylor's sitting us down more rabbit holes, which we love and can't get away from. So let us know what songs you think she would perform if she did TTBD, where she would add the songs in the set list. What songs would she cut? If she does, will the show be longer? All the stuff. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know your theories because we are clearly spiraling over here. And don't worry, we will be doing videos right after Paris to see what happens with the Eras Tour. Thanks for listening to this episode of Hits Different, a Taylor Swift podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a like, follow, subscribe, rate, or review wherever you are listening to your podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter/X at ItHitsDiffPod. Bye.